Sachav Kelim Perak Gimel Mishnah Chav Masrich of Piston Shenit Lushino Benish Diabos Dayan. Tummy. A comb that is used for combing flat, that the teeth were removed from this comb. If two teeth remain on the comb is still Makabel Tuma, as it's still right to be used as a comb if there are two teeth remaining. V'achas Tah, if there's only one tooth remaining and no longer to be used, so therefore it's Tah, it's no longer Makabel Tuma. V'kulon Achadachas B'tnei Atzman Tmeus. Each tooth that is removed from this Masrake, it is Makabel Tuma. The tooth in itself is Makabel Tuma, as it's right to be used, to write on a wax tablet with it. So therefore the tooth is Makabel Tuma. V'shaltzemer Shenit Lushina of Achas M'bentayim Tah. A comb that is used for combing wool, if every other tooth was removed, its tar is no longer Makabel Tuma, as since every other tooth is removed, it cannot be used for combing wool. If the teeth were removed, but there are three teeth that are consecutive remaining on this comb, then the comb is Makabel Tuma. It can be used for combing wool. If the teeth were removed, and there's only three teeth left, or one of those three teeth that are left, is the outer tooth that is thicker than the other teeth, then the comb is not Makabel Tuma, it's tar. As the outer tooth, which is thick, is not right to be used in the combing process, so therefore it's as if there's only two teeth left, and it's not Makabel Tuma. Nitlu mimenu shtayim v'asan l'maketes tmei. If two teeth broke off from the comb that is used for combing wool, and he took those two teeth and made them into a tweezer, those two teeth would be Makabel Tuma, would be considered a clip. One tooth broke off in the masrik that is used for tzemach, and he adjusted that tooth to be used for a nair, for cleaning out the nair, or to pull out the wick. Or he adjusted it to be used for mituach, which is stretching a cloth. And when somebody is weaving a cloth, he puts a tooth into the cloth to stretch it. In such a case, that tooth would be makabel tuma. If it's adjusted to be used for the nair of the mituach, then it's considered a kli, and would be makabel tuma. What is the shear of metal kelim that a crack formed in them? What function does a metal kli have to have after it had a crack in order for it to still be makabel tuma? A metal pail that a crack formed in it, as long as you can still use it to fill it up with water to drink from, it would still be makabel tuma. Kumkum kidei liyachem bo. A metal urn that is used for heating up water, if a crack formed in it, as long as you can still use it to heat up water, it would still be makabel tuma. Mecham, kidei lekabel slam. Mecham is also used for heating up water, similar to a kumkum, but larger. If a hole was punctured into this kli, then as long as it can still hold slam, it would be makabel tuma. Slam is a type of coin. As long as the hole is not so large that a seller would fall through it, it would still be makabel tuma. Halefes kidei lekabel kitonim. A lefes is a kli made out of copper, and it's also used for heating up water, but it's also used to wash pitchers in it. And if a hole was punctured into this lefes, as long as it still holds pitchers, it would still be makabel tuma. Kitonos kidei lekabel prutos. The pitchers themselves that are made out of metal, if a hole is punctured in them, as long as the kitonos still hold prutos, a small coin that's made out of copper, they would still be makabel tuma. Midos yayin biyayin, umidos shemen bishemen. A metal kli that's used for measuring wine, as long as you can still measure wine in them, they would still be makabel tuma. A metal kli that's used for measuring oil, as long as it still could be used to measure oil, it would still be makabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Kulam Beprutos. Rabbi Yehuda said that midos yayin or midos shemen, that a hole was punctured in them, as long as they hold prutos, they would still be makabel tuma. Even if they no longer could be used for measuring wine or oil, if they hold prutos, they're still considered a kli, and they would be makabel tuma. Rabbi Kiva Oimer HaMachusar Chatipa Tamei VaMachusar Letisha Tor. Rabbi Kiva is talking about a new case over here. Until now, we were talking about metal kalim that were damaged in some way. Now, Rabbi Kiva will be discussing metal kalim that are new, that have just been made, but are not yet totally finished. At what point do they become susceptible to makabel tuma? So Rabbi Kiva says, a metal kli that has been finished, except it's mechusar chatipa, it's missing the cover. Some are good, some have in the Mishnah, mechusar hagafa, it's missing the seal. If this metal kli is totally finished, if it's missing a cover or a seal, it would be considered a kli and it would be makabel tuma. But if it's mechusar letisha, meaning to say the metal kli is finished except that it's missing the polishing, it hasn't yet been polished, in such a case, it would not yet be considered a kli, so therefore, it would be tar, it would not be makabel tuma until it is polished.